Hello.
Hi, my kid Sina from Family First.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I got a message from Monica that Bertha should be coming home today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So I wanted to work on a schedule. Do you have one in mind for the 63 hours?
Do you have any recommendations or?
So the week period starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday. We just need a set schedule in the calendar. Obviously, if there's any adjustments you need to make, you can do so once you get started.
Okay.
So 63 hours. If you do you plan on working every day, or is there a day that you can't work?
I'll be where I'll be where.
Every day. So that's 9 hours a day if you split it evenly.
Yep.
Okay, so what time would you be available to clock in?
I'm gonna do, it's 9 hours, right? She get around, that's why I'm appealing this, that she get around the clock bonuses. I could clock in at like, I wanna say at she's coming here at 5 today. You can do evening hours as well, right? All right, from 5 to like,
It would be 5 to 2 a.m. if you did
that's
9 hours.
five to two. Yep, until
Every
they
day
fix.
or just today?
No, it's gonna be every day until I get the hours fixed that they're
Okay.
giving her. Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's all right. So, for today, you should be getting a call from your coordinator who will be taking over. Her name is Valeria. She'll go over through the clocking in and out with you. If you don't get a call from her, don't worry about it. You'll just fill out a timesheet for today's shift. And then you'll start clocking in and out.
So, what about the days that this originally went through? But then after that, I think she shortly got hospitalized. It was like all the paperwork was there. Do they go back to that or no?
So the insurance only allows us to pay when the patient is home.
She
So
was home. Yeah, she was home, and then she went into the hospital. And like right before she went, that's when all the paperwork and stuff got finished. So that's why I was like, okay. So yeah, I don't
So
know.
what
I'll
was
just
it?
leave
You
that.
became compliant on the 31st. It looks like that's when we got all the paperwork in. When did she go to the hospital? Do you remember? I have documented
Wait a
here that
minute.
you.
She went to the hospital when, yes, on last, what? Let me check the date. Hold on 1 second because I want to be sure. She went to the hospital last, you said on the 31st is when all the paperwork was complete.
Yeah, then maybe there are certain documents that we need to start to hire you as an employee, and there are certain documents that we can hold off on. So depending on what you submitted, I
Okay,
can
because
look
she went
into
on
it.
the 28th. She
Okay.
went on the 28th.
Right, I see a note here. Okay, so I'll reach out to HR and I'll see if there's any way we can waiver those couple days from when we got the authorization to when she was hospitalized.
Okay.
And we'll give you a follow-up on that.
That's fine.
In the meantime, today will be your first shift from when she comes home.
Okay. And I'll make sure I'll just be looking out for a call from,
Yeah,
what do you
from
say,
Valeria.
Elena?
Yeah,
Okay.
she'll be your source of contact from here on. I also will be sending you two things. I'll be sending you
Oh.
a timesheet and I'll send you Excel force. I'm not sure if I sent it, but I'll just send it
So you
again just in
clock
case.
in, okay, all right, okay.
Excel Force is a website where you can see your W-2s on.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
much.
One more question. Your direct deposit, did you fill out that form?
Yes, I did all that.
Okay, great. Okay, then you should be good to go. You get paid every Friday for the previous week that you work.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.